And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I've made a lot of contacts. I've made a lot of contacts as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I think that is very important for your success. I know it's important for your success because I can attribute a lot of my success to making contact with other people. Yeah, contact. Yeah, I know. We just went through a pandemic where contact was pretty much off limits, right? If you were going to do contact, you had to have a video screen, right? You had to have a camera. You had to have an internet line. You had to have all the stuff that allows you to communicate that way because you couldn't have physical contact with other people during the pandemic. But I will tell you this. I think you need to have physical contact with a lot of people. And here's my point. I have a fellow member. His name is Daniel. And I have been corresponding with Daniel off and on for probably, I don't know, Daniel, you can correct me in the next email, but I think we've been corresponding for literally a year and a half to maybe possibly 2 full years. And we've developed a relationship. We have contact with each other. Now, I have to tell you this. This is an interesting relationship that I have with Daniel because I've never physically talked to him. I've never picked up the phone and called him. I don't know what his voice sounds like. I've never seen him at a Lifestyles Unlimited events. Not that he didn't go. I don't know what he looks like, and I've never had the opportunity to physically meet him. And when I've tried to meet him and I've said, hey, I'll be at Case Study this Thursday. Are you going to come? He had some other conflict and he couldn't make it. But we've developed this nice relationship through email. So Daniel and I contact each other through email. It's just a medium that we use. Now, he was commenting because I talked about the cruise that Tina and I went on at the beginning of the year. I mean, that to me, that was like a magical moment. That was an opportunity for me to spend an entire week with my beautiful wife in some of the most gorgeous terrain on this planet. And we had a nice balcony suite. So we always had like a multi-million dollar view. It was just gorgeous. It was relaxing. It was wonderful. We had a great time. And you know what Daniel told me? He said, dude, I knew you were going to have a great time on that Royal Caribbean cruise. Yeah, because Daniel is one of these guys that I was talking to about cruising because it's something that Tina and I were interested in doing. We have other friends that have gone on cruises, but then we've always heard the nasty stories, right? The stories about, well, the cruise ship has been infected and everybody's got E. coli or Montezuma's Revenge or whatever the news story was, right? And we're kind of like, I'm not getting on a floating death capsule. I'm not going to do it. All right. Well, at the end of the day, Tina and I, we got over that fear. We did. And Daniel's one of the guys that helped us get over that fear. Now, I will tell you this. Tina and I did try a cruise a couple of years ago. I want to say it was maybe 4 years ago. And we went on like a little 3-day cruise out of Miami. We went to Nassau. I can't even say the name correctly. Nassau in the Bahamas. Okay, I've probably butchered the city, and I'm sorry to that country and that city. I'm not trying to pick on you guys. We actually had a really good time there. We tried the cruising thing. We went on one of those kind of party boats. Yeah, it was one of those 3-day cruises. So you people that cruise, you probably know the cruise line we were on. Yeah, it was one of those cruises. So we kind of had a bad experience. But I had been communicating with Daniel, and he had mentioned to me that he was not going to go to Expo because he was going on a cruise with, like, I don't know, 20 of his friends. And it was because of what he is doing with his real estate investing that allows him to go out and spend money on cruises. It's part of the lifestyle he's been able to create for himself, even though he is not 100% fully retired yet. Yeah, you heard me correctly. He's not 100% fully retired. He's still working on it. He's still within that five-year plan. Totally fine. And oh, by the way, he's proving to you that it's okay to have a little fun along the way. You don't have to like dial into this minimalist mindset. But here's the thing. Daniel was, when he was sending me the email telling me that, hey, I knew that cruise is going to be a good fit for you and Tina. And you know what? He was right. He also mentioned in the email something called the FIRE movement. Have you heard of it? Have you heard of the FIRE movement? Now, if you're a longtime listener to this show, I've talked about the FIRE movement on this show. I have. I've brought it up. And what it is, it's a concept that's designed to take your investing strategy that you currently have, that one that you're currently following, right? The one your financial planner set up for you, the one that's designed to get you somewhere 30, 40, 50 years down the road, saving your way to retirement, not utilizing any income that those investments could make because that income has to go back into that retirement account. That's probably what you're doing. And you're listening to me because you're trying to figure out how to get off that train and get onto the train that Daniel and I have gotten onto. Now, this FIRE movement, it's designed to make that 30 to 40 to 50 year slug a lot faster. That's what the FIRE movement's all about. The concept is you live the most minimalist life that you can. I mean, we're talking like, remember when you were in college and you didn't have any money? Yeah, some of you were like me. You didn't have any money. Mac and cheese was like a splurge, right? Okay, that's what I'm talking about. The concept is you get out of college, you get into the workforce, you go get the best job that you can that pays you the most money that you can make. Daniel's lamenting to me in this email about something called the FIRE movement. Okay, FIRE is an acronym for Financial Independence, Retire Early. That's what FIRE is supposed to mean. It's designed to put you in a place where you can take advantage of the conventional retirement system, the one you're following right now, but you augment it, you change it so that you maximize the dollars that you earn by contributing those dollars to a retirement savings account. That's how it works. I mean, he sent me three different articles. If you want to know about the FIRE movement, go ahead. Reddit talks about it. Go to Reddit. It's all over Reddit. There's another website called the Best FIRE Blogs and Websites. I mean, that stuff's out there. Here's another 40 plus Best FIRE Blogs on something called, I don't know, vitaldollar.com. Okay, the reason I'm telling you this stuff is because I want you to make up your own mind. I'm serious. You're listening to this show either just because you have nothing else to do, or you're here because you're looking to get specific information that will affect you favorably. You heard me correctly, affect you favorably. I mean, you hear me talk about the fact I've retired myself. You hear me talk about that. And it was not an easy thing for me. What am I talking about? Okay, so I retired at the age of 50 from the United States Army. Really, they retired me. So the way I describe that retirement, really, I wasn't retired. I was fired. Change the R to an F. I was fired. Yeah, I didn't leave the military on because I decided, okay, I want to go. No, I was selected for retirement. It's a process. It's a normal boarding process. I fell into that process. Nobody singled me out as far as I know. And next thing I know, okay, I'm out of the military. Retired, aka fired. So I'm living off a pension that's only paying me one third of what I used to make. Okay, but the problem was my household expenses were the same. So I was in a deep, deep pit of peril. I was in a bad place. And I struggled to get back into the workforce because that's what most military people do. When you retire, when you leave the military, that's what they teach you. You have to go back in the workforce. Oh yeah, you go through this transition stuff and it's all designed to teach you how to write resumes. It's all designed to put you back into the workforce. It's terrible. So I did what they taught me to do, but I couldn't find the job that I wanted. I had to take a job that would stop the financial bleeding. It took me 10 months to get that. It was terrible. That job put me in cubicle hell. You heard me correctly. I was sitting in a cubicle. I went from lieutenant colonel, deputy commander, this guy that was in charge of millions of dollars of stuff, to a guy sitting in a cubicle typing memos for somebody that, quite frankly, had no business reading those memos. Yeah, that's how bitter I was. And I was stuck. Stuck. The new retirement plan was work until the age of 70. Get the pension that came out of this job. Get the maximum Social Security at 70. And then buckle up and see what happens. Terrible plan. Terrible. Your plan's terrible too. I'm telling you, your plan is terrible. It's going to get you to the same terrible place that it gets everybody else. And this fire movement? Wow. I mean, okay, if you really want to go through 5 years of agony, do the fire movement. Go ahead, do it. 5 years of agony. But what did Daniel say in his email? He said, I'm not retired yet. I'm still working towards that. But some of the benefits of doing what I am doing right now is causing me to have a better lifestyle than I used to have. I mean, this is amazing. Are you hearing what he's telling you? He decided to do something different. He decided that what he was doing was not going to work. He's man enough to recognize that, and he's man enough to change his path. And he has changed his path. But here's the problem. He knows people that are doing this fire thing. He does. I'll just read directly out of his email because I want you to hear him articulate what he is seeing his friends go through. These friends that are trying to do this fire movement. Now keep in mind, I think these friends are not in their 20s or 30s. I think these friends are possibly older. Now Daniel doesn't tell me how old they are, but I have an understanding of how old Daniel is, and I make the assumption that the majority of the people that he knows are probably within, I don't know, what, 5 to 10 years? Is that fair, Daniel? He'll write me and he'll tell me. Okay, this is what he says. I have some friends who are fire devotees, and they are worried now after this stock market decline. Period. Period. Yeah, look what's going on in the markets. It's ugly. We've been telling you about this stock market. We've been telling you that you don't control that stock market. You don't make any decisions that affect that stock market. Period. End of story. Let me go back to Daniel's email. He says this, and I love this statement. I love this. Real estate investors don't care about the stock market. There, he just said it. The checks and automatic deposits, they come in every month, whether or not the NASDAQ is up or it's down. That's right. You just heard a real estate investor tell you his financial situation right now while you're watching the market meltdown, while you're listening to financial planners tell you that stocks are on sale. Stocks are on sale. I tell you, I listened. I did this. I didn't want to do this. But over the weekend, I listened to a couple of those financial planner shows. You know, the ones that you listen to on the weekend? Okay, the ones that aren't the car shows, that aren't the gardening shows. It's all the financial planners. Okay, and occasionally there's a Lifestyles Unlimited radio show mixed in there too. And maybe you're hearing Andy or Mike or possibly me tell you that there's a different way, right? Okay, so here's the point. Those financial planners are telling you stocks are on sale. They're telling you that this is the time where you're going to make the most money because you're doing something called dollar cost averaging. And that's all fine and dandy. It's all fine and dandy if you can ride out the trough, if you're on that long path, that 20, 30, 40, 50 year long path, you can ride out that trough and you'll be better. But what about those people that were riding that trough and thought they were going to do great at the beginning of the year, only to realize that market, that stock market failed them. It failed them. It went in a direction that was not beneficial to their investing strategy. As a result of that, their lives are affected. They are materially affected. As a matter of fact, the problem creates an extension of the time that you thought it was going to take to retire. And all these fire guys that Daniel's worried about, they're sweating. We'll come back from the break. Daniel's got some advice for you. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Kirby tells Dell about his experience as a member and apartment owner.
Started out as a passive.
Yes.
And then one day the light bulb went on. Hey, why don't I do this?
Yeah. I was sitting at home. I'm like, when you're 33 years old and you're retired, and yeah.
You got to get that? Yeah, I'm 33. I don't know what the hell to do with myself.
I really didn't. There was one week I went
over. Doesn't life suck?
And it seems unbelievable to me when I think about my history, but it's really simple. I joined Lifestyles. I've taken the two-day class a half a dozen times. I network with other Lifestyles members, leads. I do what Lifestyles teaches. I'm on my properties. I invest a lot of our personal funds in the properties, and it has just created unbelievable results, and it's completely improved my life.
Ready for your unbelievable results? Start with a free workshop just like Kirby. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
I'm sharing information that came to me from a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member that I've created a relationship with. And as a result of that, we actually are in dialogue with each other. I guess we're pen pals. Yeah. Okay. Younger people, you don't know what a pen pal is. Okay. So back in the Flintstone days when Daniel and I were much younger people, pen pals were created as a way to write other people in different parts of the world. You usually got exposed to it in your elementary school, and maybe your teacher connected with a teacher in some other part of the country or some other part of the world, and those teachers put together the pen pal program. So what you would do is you would be assigned a pen pal, and then you would correspond with this person. And it was kind of cool because you could write to them and you could tell them things about your life, and they would write back and they would tell you things about their life. And what's really cool about that is you exchange information and ideas, and you start to realize that people are different. Yeah, people are different. You didn't know that? You didn't know people are? Oh, yeah, people are totally different. People are people. And I'll tell you this. I'm going to hit you with the Dellism. You know what a Dellism is? It's a phrase that our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, spouts out on occasion. And when he spouts out with a Dellism, you just kind of go, yeah, you know what? That is spot on. Good job, Dell. Okay, so here's his Dellism. Anything is easy. And you can change the word anything to anything you like, by the way. So anything is easy. People are difficult. Yeah, once you understand that, life is pretty easy. It really is. Dell's figured that out. And he explains that to us. He does. But the problem I'm having with this fire movement that Daniel's having a problem with is that I think it's damaging people. I think it's a plan that works reasonably well, provided you're willing to endure the tenets of the plan. Remember, you have to live a very minimalist life. Okay, think about it. Let's say you're a child prodigy. Okay, let's say you went to college. Let's say you're one of those people that spent every waking hour studying in the dorm room. You're the guy or the gal that got the straight A's, and then you went out and you competed in the workforce. I mean, you're doing everything society's taught you to do so far, right? So you competed in the workforce. Let's say you are so good and had so much potential that a company says, hey, you know what, sunshine? I'm going to pay you $100,000. I mean, come on, think about that. Even in today's day, $100,000 job coming out of college, not so bad. It's not so bad. Those jobs are out there. They exist. And there are people that land those jobs. Not everybody gets them, but some people get them. So let's say you're that person that landed that $100,000 job. All right. So here's the problem you have with the mental faculties going on in your brain. Now let's think about the situation. You have survived childhood. You survived adolescence. You didn't kill your parents. You got into adulthood. You went through college. You had some freedom. You kind of vacationed. You realized that, all these freedoms are going to go away as soon as I take that job. And you were smart enough to realize that I don't want to be in that job for like 900 years. So you're going to do this fire thing. So now you've got this $100,000 job and you've got some decisions to make. How much money are you going to spend on wardrobe? Okay, because your job may require you to dress a certain way. Any money you spend on wardrobe, well, that doesn't go into your fire fund now, does it? What about transportation? Are you going to go out and buy that really nice Beamer you've been dreaming about? You know, that one that all the rich college kids were able to drive, but, you know, you didn't get to drive one. As a matter of fact, you didn't even have a car in college. Yeah, your best friend was your bicycle and your tennis shoes. Oh, yeah, I've been there, done that. Okay, you got to make that decision too. Are you going to buy transportation or are you going to rent transportation? Rent transportation? What do you mean rent transportation? Oh, that means like get on the public bus or take an Uber or get into a cab or bum a ride with a friend or, you know, offer to give them some gas money and then, you know, they give you a ride to where you're going. Okay, because remember, any money you put into transportation, you can't put into your fire movement fund. Let's talk about food. Okay. In college, maybe you ate like a king and maybe you did not. It depends on your situation. Now, I was in a fraternity when I was in college. Yeah, say what you want, but I ate pretty good, at least Monday through Thursday when the cook was there. And on the weekends, we had to fend for ourselves. And I didn't eat so good because I didn't have a lot of money. All right, now think about this. Now that you've got that $100,000 job and you really have not had that opportunity to go out and, you know, have like a Ruth's Chris dinner or something like that. Okay. Now I'm not promoting Ruth's Chris. We went there for Father's Day. It was a beautiful event and it's something we were able to do because we're retired. But let me get back to the fire thing, because you're not going to be able to do that because any money you spend on a gourmet dinner doesn't go into your fire fund. Okay, so now are we tracking? So essentially, you have to commit to another potentially 5 years of living off of ramen and stuff that's really not good for your body, processed foods, right? Because your body has to eat, right? And you still have to go to work. And here's the other thing. What about your time? What about your time? See, one of the concepts of the fire movement is that you spend as much of your time devoted to work. If you can pick up a side job or a side hustle, you do that. And you spend more time trading time for money so that you get more money for your fire fund. Okay, so here's the thing. Let's say you'd been doing this for, I don't know, let's say you started the fire fund before the pandemic. Okay, let's go back 3 years. You okay with that? 3 years. So 3 years ago, you graduated from college, got that $100,000 a year job. You're living on like $10,000 a year, and you're taking, well, okay, you're not taking $90,000 because we forgot to talk about all the taxes you get to pay, right? Yeah, you get to pay income taxes and Social Security and Medicare. So that takes a chunk out of it. So whatever is left, you're shoving into that fire fund, and you're choosing aggressive growth stocks, because that's how this has to work. You can't buy bond funds. You won't make any money with bond funds. No, that's for like people that have like just gobs and gobs, gobs, gobs of money that don't really need to make any money. That's what bond funds are for. They're for municipal governments. They're not for you and I. You got to be in those aggressive stocks, right? So you get into those aggressive stocks and then the pandemic hits, right? And then you watch the stock market tank and you go, oh no, I've made a bad decision. But all of a sudden the stock market, it came roaring back. It did. It was like all of a sudden, like miracles happen. Like the stock market, it's impenetrable to all these losses, right? So then you're going through the pandemic and you're kind of liking it. Because you're on the fire movement plan, and here's the thing, you can't go anywhere. This fits well with somebody being on the FIRE plan. Because if you went somewhere, it would cost you money. If it costs you money, it can't go into your FIRE fund, right? Okay, now we're tracking. We're tracking with the idiocy of this thing, right? Okay, but there are people that swear by this, and there are people that do get the results. They do get the results. Okay, so now all of a sudden the stock market's recovered, and it's doing better than it's ever done. It's like moving along great. And then you get to the year 2022, and you're thinking, man, this is great. This is great. And what happens? The markets adjust. Something called inflation is developed. Now, we can get into the why all that stuff is going on, but it doesn't really matter. What matters is it's happening right now. And the reason I'm using Daniel's words and not mine is because now you have another witness. You have another witness that is declaring to you this real estate investing thing. Well, it works. It does work. And even though the stock market is going through a very difficult time right now, some of you are okay with that. Some of you are. Some of you are not. And if you're one of these people doing that FIRE movement, you're probably in the not very happy mode. Because what you're seeing happen is all of these gains that you supposedly made in the stock market, yeah, your big bag of money has just shrunk. As a matter of fact, I don't know, I saw something in the news, something like the massive amount of wealth that has diminished. It's just evaporated because of what these stock markets are doing, because there are so many people that have their money injected into those types of markets. But real estate isn't doing that. It's not doing that. As a matter of fact, real estate is still very, very healthy. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that we're seeing some things in the economy that are causing us to take notice. Now, it's not making us fearful of our investments. All it's doing is allowing us to understand the operating environment of our world and to make decisions, the correct decisions, to adjust our investment strategies accordingly to take advantage of any opportunities that may prevail themselves. What am I talking about? Well, when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, like Daniel and myself, you learn to look at things completely differently. You do. You stop doing what everybody has told you to do because it doesn't work. And you start doing what Del Walmsley tells you to do, as well as the mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited, as well as our fellow members, because that's what we're all about. We're all about helping each other out. We're all about helping each other get to the right place. We have dedicated mentors that are available to us if we decide to utilize their expertise, and they will basically come right alongside you and help you get to the goal you're trying to achieve. They'll even help you develop your goals if you're having a problem with that. I'm serious. This stuff is very important. Now, I want to tell you something that Daniel wrote, because I'll tell you, this guy comes up with brilliance. He really does. He comes up with brilliance. And I'm going to share with you what he wrote. He said, financial independence is when you can quit your job anytime you want. That's brilliant. That's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about achieving financial independence. It's when you have enough passive income coming into your household that you can live off of that passive income and not have to go back to work. Oh, it's a cool thing. It's a really cool thing. It's called control. Yeah, it's called control over your life. That's something you gave up a long time ago. You've always had people telling you what to do. And I'm not talking about your spouse. I'm talking about your boss. I'm talking about teachers. I'm talking about your financial planner. They're all telling you what to do. And here's the thing. They're all going down the wrong path. Their roadmap is flawed. Our roadmap, well, it's accurate. It's an accurate map. Now, here's the other thing Daniel says, and it's brilliant. You can work just because you love your career, because your job is fun. Yeah. Did you know you could actually do something you want to do because it's fun? What if your job is terrible? Quit. Walk away. That's what I did. I went in and said, hey, you know what? I don't want to work here anymore. I got 2 weeks worth of leave. I'd like to just go on terminal leave. You know what they told me? They said, pack your stuff. And they like sold me my leave and they were done with me. They didn't care about me. And you know what? I didn't care about them because I didn't need to be there anymore. I regained control of my life. That's what Daniel's doing right now. He is in the process of regaining control of his life. He is getting closer to that end result. And what's going on in the stock market is not affecting him one iota. Now, check this out. He says, you can be financially independent and not yet be financially free. Interesting. What else did he say? He says, well, maybe you could take one or two cruises a year if you're financially independent. Someone who is financially free can just drop what they're doing, buy a ticket, get on a cruise ship anytime they want. And you know what he says? He says, man, that sounds good to me. Because that's where he's at. He's financially independent, but he's working towards being financially free. He's not quite to the point where he can separate himself from the income streams that he earns by trading time for money. He's going to work, but he's getting very, very close. And when he gets to that point and he feels the control coming back over his life, he's got an important decision to make. Does he stay with the job or does he leave the job? If he leaves the job, what does he do with his time? I'll tell you, that is actually a big problem for those of us that are retired, because we've reassembled all of our available time. We do what we want when we want to do it. That's just the way it is. Now, I'm going to be very frank and honest with you. There's one thing I don't control. There's one thing I don't control in my life. Actually, there's two things I don't control. All right. The spouse. Okay. Yeah. Trust me. Yeah. I don't control my spouse. And I'm not trying to. Okay. Because we've got a great love relationship. But the one thing I don't control is when I do radio. I don't really control that. Now, I could actually modify it. I actually could do it at a different time. But I still have to spend an hour with you on the radio. And you know what? I'm totally cool with that. I am totally fine with that because this is a passion for me. This brings me joy. This brings me, feelings that I really can't articulate on the air, to be honest with you, although I could try. My role is to help you understand what I finally figured out. Yeah, that's why I do this. I want you to understand that there's a better way. And that's exactly what Daniel is telling you. Now, he's at that place where, you know, he's financially independent. He's doing well with his assets, but he can't quite leave the job. So he could actually plan to go on a cruise or two. He's got the money. He's got the available time to do it. But he can't just, like, decide on a whim that he's going to take a cruise. Kind of like Tina and I when we were on the cruise boat in January. Or, I don't know, when were we on the cruise boat? We were on a cruise boat sometime this year, and it doesn't really matter. I think it was January. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we're taking another cruise this coming January. Yeah, we just planned it. While we were on the boat, we're like, hey, we want to do this kind of cruise. And they're like, oh, this cruise is available here and here. And I'm like, well, let's go then. They're like, okay. So we paid them $200 or whatever it was, got the deposit, and now we're slotted for a cruise. I didn't have to ask anybody permission. I didn't have to go to my bosses and go, hey, man, I really need to get, like, I'm burning out. I need 10 days off. Okay, I don't have to do that stuff. I just plan around it. I just plan around it. If I'm going to do a radio show while I'm on a cruise, not a problem. I can actually arrange to do the show and pre-record it. I can present you the information and still be on a cruise ship. Heck, they might even decide to run a best of Al. Every once in a while, I do a radio show that just really hits the point with you. And they may replay it. And it's okay. We love to give you new content. I mean, trust me, that's what the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network is all about. We are about bringing you live content as often as possible to keep you abreast of what's going on in the markets. Now, I'm telling you that Daniel is doing fine with his investments. I am telling you that I am doing fine with my investments. Neither one of us have a dime in the stock market. I don't care about the FIRE movement. That's not something that would work for me, because I'd rather take the 5 years devoted to the FIRE movement and being minimalist, and I'd rather just do it the way Del Wamsley taught me how to do it, which means I can go ahead and continue to live a lifestyle that's enjoyable while still getting to the result that I'm trying to achieve. That's the way this works. Now, Daniel wants you to know something. He does. He wants you to know that he actually cares. He's never met you. He's never met you. But he wants you to know he's thinking about you. He does. And that's why he sends me some of these emails. He sees stuff out in the environment, and he goes, man, I don't know if this is good for people. And then he does a little research, and he says, yeah, this doesn't look like it's a good path. And then he talks to his friends and finds out that some of his friends are doing some of this stuff, this FIRE stuff. And then he just kind of sits back and watches. It's not his role to tell them that they're wrong. It's not his role to condemn them because now their retirement plan has just gone completely off the rails. That's not his role. You know what his role is? His role is to share the information that I'm sharing with you with his friends. That's what we do as members. We want you to join us. We want you to get the results that you can achieve. We want you to have passive income for the rest of your life. We want you to be back in control. And what I want you to do now is go to lifestylesunlimited.com and sign up for one of our free workshops.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.